prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. The program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adask, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. And good afternoon, Al.
Oh, Melody.
Well, Wendy Wilson will be joining us here in just a few short minutes, but first let's go ahead and get right to the market numbers. Interesting day, times are here, and gold today. It softened a little bit, had a little bit of pressure on it all day long, certainly with the continued strength in the dollar. I mean, it's a psychological attachment to the USDX. And, of course, the euro was a little bit of pressure on that today with the European Union coming out and saying, oh, stimulus is here, and we see how well it's working for them. So they're going to have to pump up the stimulus if it's going to do anything. Also, we saw a little bit of pressure on the paper markets today, but currently on the New York spot, we're looking at 1242 for gold down $8. 1242 down 8. 1726 for silver down 36. 1267 down 17 for platinum, and palladium was down 8 at $772. The USDX today, again, as I mentioned, was trading higher. It was earlier, it was almost, I'm not sure if it popped over 86, but it was closer to 86 than what it is now. The USDX 85.74 up 0.36. Crude oil, I want to get a current reading on crude oil. I saw that it was dipping, looking to break 80, and it's hovering 80.57, 80.57 for oil today. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 153 points at 16,461, not quite 1%. The NASDAQ was down 36 at 43.82. The S&P down 14 at 1927. The 10-year yield up 0.02 at 2.23%. So, you know, with all these great corporate earnings that was coming out, and they're tagging the reason due to the shooting in Canada.
Well, that upsets me, I know. Down here in Texas, there's people that are throwing their money out the windows, using it to light bonfires and that sort of thing because they had a shooting up in Canada.
So that's what they're tagging it to, is the shooting. I guess there was some pressure on it after that happened, but, you know.
I think it's nonsense. I think it's like
it
yesterday. Something happens. They make the market go up, down, or sideways, and then they look around for a credible excuse. Oh, I know. It must be because of the shooting up in Canada. What does a shooting up in Canada have to do with the American markets? You know, I don't know. I won't say it's completely and totally irrational, but it's just one of those things you look at and say, what are you talking about? Come on.
Well, winter, they'll soon have all the reasons, all the excuses they need as winter is coming.
They had all the excuses last winter.
Yeah.
They used that excuse for probably 6 months. They can probably use it this winter, too. They'll start out and say, well, this winter hasn't been so bad, but last winter was, and it's still having an impact on us. Oh, I don't know. Just because.
But that,
shake your head, you know.
But there was a Canadian soldier and a. There was a Canadian soldier, and the gunman was killed in the Ottawa Capitol complex. So, you know, but that happened at 10 a.m. And, of course, the impact was just recently. So let's go ahead and get right to Wendy Wilson. Hold on here, folks. These computers are driving me insane. You have these videos. We've talked about this before that just start.
But no one pays any attention. We talk about it and they ignore us.
But these videos pop up.
A dozen times, probably.
And you can never find which video is actually working.
I mean, they hide it. I understand. You got to search for it.
And it's so annoying.
Yes.
Anyway, we have Wendy Wilson. She is not annoying. We have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Hello, Al.
Hello, Wendy.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I've missed you all. I've been busy a couple of weeks. We've been dealing with computer issues, upgrades, and, you know, technology, the bane of my existence. And we're going to talk about technology today, as a matter of fact. We're going to be talking about this new transition in technology. I think you've probably heard about some of the new wearables. Have you heard about those?
Yes. I have.
All right. So this is I think Technology Watch has come out with 9 new technologies that are going to be launched that you will either wear, called the wearables, or they'll be inserted in the body, okay? So industry wants to actually take a lot of these external devices that we use, you know, cell phones and so forth, and they want eventually to implant them in humans. Do you like that idea?
No, I don't. I think part of the problem, you know, it's one thing that it's enough trouble getting old all by yourself, and then you start using an iPhone that's an out. I've got an outdated iPhone implanted in me. You know, I don't know what's going to happen there. Can you maintain any friendships with an outdated iPhone?
I don't know how this is going to work. I mean, we'll work through this segment because this implantable technology isn't coming. It's now here. Experts are saying it isn't if, but when technology will be a part of you. So it reminds me kind of Star Trek, the Borg race, you know, where you're assimilated. Yep. So what do you suppose Silicon Valley wants for human fashion and technology for 2015? Well, smartphones, which will become part of the body and you'll be wearing them 24/7, that's already happening. There's also the storable chips that people will implant in their fingers and arms. Instead of using those external flash drives to store their data, they can now just, you know, store it in their finger. Okay. Also, embedded sensors in your bones, which will work like speakers, so you'll have your own sound system. I'm not kidding. This, I know it sounds bizarre, but you know, this is what
it really
doing.
Does, because now how are you going to know if you're listening to the radio or to the voices in your head?
Yeah, I know. They're also going to have eye implants. They're testing them. They work like picture phones that can transfer an image to your finger embedded RFID chip or other devices, so the images can also appear in the eye implant itself. So as you're looking at someone, you can see what they took a picture of. Medical chips also to tie a smartphone app to monitor your vital signs and also disease symptoms will be used. It's called the Bionic Machine. I don't know if you heard about that one. Also, new sensors embedded in bionic organs are currently being tested by Boston University. The sensor, they have a sensor embedded in a pancreas, which communicates with a smartphone, and it also tracks your blood sugar. And also overseas, across the pond in the UK, London scientists are using capsule-filled technology to monitor fat levels in obese patients. These capsules are able to make patients feel full, and they hope this will replace a lot of the surgical procedures to help curb obesity. So we also have a whole field of medicine being overtaken by implantable new bionic gadgets, implants for heart murmurs, implants for anxiety, and even for smartphone communications with your doctors. I have a question for you guys. Do you remember in the 80s there was that movie with Martin Short and Dennis Quaid? It was called Inner Space. Do you recall that?
Nope.
Nope.
Must have been before my time.
Well, in a nutshell, it was a fictional story where a test pilot who was Quaid was shrunk down to size in his ship. He shrunk into the size of a microchip. He was put into a syringe, and he was supposed to be injected into a lab rat, but he was accidentally injected into Martin Short. So it was kind of comical. But, you know, I have to ask, was Hollywood trying to tell us something? And the point is, if nanotechnology isn't kept in check, there's going to be no barrier that's breached by this technology with regards to the human body. So we already know Bill Gates wants implantable 16-year function birth control chips. And the British now, they have research called Proteus, which involves a body-navigating vessel that's filled with processors. It sends information back to doctors, so this can navigate your blood system, for instance. And I think it's interesting, they named it Proteus, which is after the Greek sea god of rivers, streams, and oceans. Isn't that funny?
And what's to prevent this thing from going up into your brain and causing a stroke?
I guess there's an override for that. I have no idea. But now they have the digital tattoo keys are also an option for folks. These are tattoo chips, basically, that are used on the skin. The keys can be used to unlock your car, your home, or your cell phone. These are implants right beneath the skin. They're made of computer fiber mesh, and they have the diameter of about a human hair, so they're really fine. And they can monitor your body as closely as Houston Control was able to monitor the astronauts. So you won't need to see your doctor for this. You can pick up a kit. There's a company called Dangerous Things. I'm not kidding. They offer the NFC chips, these tattoos that you can put on for about $100. The application is similar to getting a tattoo, and they recommend that you have a body piercing professional implant for you. Of course, it is at your own risk, they say, because the treatment's not tested, it's not regulated. So they do tell you, you know, if you want a tattoo key, you may be opening a Pandora's box, not just your cell phone.
And if you get one of these tattoos, do you walk around saying, deplane, deplane?
I don't know. But hey, Brown University is attempting to hook the brain up to this technology. This is a plausible phenomenon. It's a reality in their book. The idea is to take the human brain, implant it with technology so it's directly connected to computers and other wireless devices, and the project is called BrainGate. And the device is the size of a baby aspirin, and it's packed full of computer language so that it's real-time communication with the external devices. And so the electrodes can decode your neural pathway signals and translate them into bits of computer language. So Intel Chips is going to be part of this whole human computer upgrade brain thing by 2020. So they're saying, you know, people are going to, warm up to this idea of having their brain implanted with chips. I'm sorry, but I don't think I would let anybody near my noodle. You know what I mean?
You know, this is so freaking bizarre. It's hard to even believe. It's hard to take it seriously and the rest of it. One of the obvious questions is what's going to prevent someone from hacking into your brain? What's going to prevent? This thing is going to monitor your brain and connect up with the computers. What's going to prevent the government from hacking in and doing whatever it is they want to do with this thing? I mean, this is just so stupid. It's hard to even imagine.
I had the same question, Al, Melody. I said, you know, you think you got spam on your computer. Just imagine when it's running through your head. You know what I'm saying? And what about a Trojan? And not on your computer, but in your head itself. Hey, but Cambridge, Massachusetts, Draper Laboratory over in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they have it all figured out. They have made biodegradable power sources for all these devices so that you can have the wearables and all the technology you want. And these are batteries that transfer power wirelessly to all your devices. And then guess what? When they're all powered out, they just melt. They dissolve in your body.
Kind of like M&M's then.
I don't know. But they're also
looking at the power supply. They melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Well, they're also looking at the possibility of just skipping that whole thing altogether and using some technology chip to tap into your body's glucose for the power source. So that's
nobody messes with my glucose. That's where I draw the line.
Well, I know this quickly.
Respect my glucose.
You know, the sad thing about this whole deal is you have people under 40. Maybe people under 35 that will embrace this technology.
Well, some of the technology will have medical applications.
Right.
It'll be helpful for people who they've had a stroke, they've had a heart attack, whatever. Some of this technology is going to be helpful for these people, and you can bet that they will, you know. But some of the rest of it is beyond Frankenstein.
Well,
it's just strange.
I know, and before we run out of time, there's a lot of people out there, these geeks, they call them do-it-yourself cyborgs. They just use all this technology already on themselves.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that's coming that they want to outfit people with technology with, and they're going to be called the post-humans. They call them transhumanists. Anyway, they want to do the brain implant so they can expand their memory and have access to wireless technology immediately at real time. They want exoskeletons to boost their physical strength, speed, and endurance. They want spinal implants for high-speed connections throughout for all these devices. Plus, it will enhance their genital and sexual function. And lastly, they want key access control chips everywhere in their body so that they have technology passwords at their fingertips. So this is what they want.
What happened if you forget your passwords?
Don't worry. The middle finger will do it. I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. But, it's crazy and it's scary. And I think there's no barriers for these folks. They're just going to do it.
No, I understand. I understand. And it'll be one of these things where, I mean, some of this will create a competitive advantage for some people. And other people will have to follow along if they want to compete.
Yeah,
it's strange, but we're on the verge of a new species, practically.
Well, yeah, you're going to be called post-human. You're going to be more, you know, computer chip than anything else. And
Chips
this goes beyond keeping up with the Joneses for sure. But I know we're running out of time. So I tell people, don't get scared, get prepared and get some balance. Use some herbs to empower yourself and boost your immune system. And if they're interested in immune boosting products, we have them at thepowerherbs.com, or they can call us toll free at 866-229-3663 for a free product catalog.
All right, Wendy, thank you. That's Wendy Wilson from thepowerherbs.com at 866-229-3663. Wendy will be back next Wednesday, and Melody and I will be back as soon as we get done with a couple of commercials. Please stay tuned.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis, here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. Isn't that right, Melody? Is that the right number?
That is the right number.
I've said that number so many times. There's sometimes when I'm not sure if I remember it or don't remember it. It's just kind of an automatic with me. Maybe I've got one of those subcutaneous tattoos where I can say these numbers and not necessarily remember them. I just say them.
Well, I've been saying it for 20 years, so it's sort of, and it'll be another 20 years. So, God willing, we'll have to get some of that technology to go for another 20, 30 years. Weird. You know, and those dates, 2020, I mean, it's not that far away.
No, 2020 is 6 years away.
Yeah, I know. Think about how the last 6 years went.
Yeah, I know. You get older. I mean, when you're a kid, 6 years, it seems like it's forever. Right now, it seems like a couple of seasons. 6 years, no big deal.
Well, you know, Detroit, they're... Detroit, you know, they're in the middle of their bankruptcy, you know, the bankruptcy trial, you know, there's is going on right now. And, you know, Detroit is planning to sell. We talked about the copper yesterday, but I had some updated information on Detroit. What did I do with it? What I found interesting is today there was more information on the Detroit about shedding billions of dollars in debt. And while they're shedding billions of dollars in debt, they're also taking on new debt.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that the great way to handle?
It's okay. the American way, Melody.
They're cutting pensions by 4.5%, which doesn't seem that bad considering you have some of those Stockton is, you know, in some of that ruling by that court was much higher than 4.5%. But the city has also lost 27% of its population since 2000. Yeah. And so Detroit is calling for more than $1 billion to improve services over the next decade. And so
they're calling for it. I'm calling for $1 billion myself.
Yeah.
Melody, to improve services for where I live. So I'm competing with Detroit for that $1 billion, but I'm wondering where they expect to get it.
Well, I'd be happy over the next 20 years would be great too. But they also talk about the greatest risks on the expense side, which I found interesting, was labor.
Yep. Got to get rid of these people. We're going to have to automate everybody. I think when we get the chips implanted in all of our brains, they're going to find we'll be more willing to work for minimum wage, maybe even less than minimum wage. It's just, I'm happy and I know it, and I enjoy working for minimum wage or less.
So that is, you know, what Detroit is working on right now. Another interesting article today, Denmark Central Bank, they're stopping. They're not going to produce money anymore. They're no longer going to, they say it no longer pays to print banknotes or mint coins. And they plan to do this by the end of 2016. National Banken plans to outsource. You know, when you talk about outsourcing your printing of your currency, you know, you wonder what country they're going to be going to give up all their dies and casts and so forth for the printing of their money. So they're going to offshore the printing and minting services to an external supplier. And although the amount of cash circulating in Denmark continues to be high, society's demand for new banknotes and coins has been falling. And so they decided that, nope, no more printing. So, again, here's another sign of the currencies. They're becoming more expensive to print than what and to make than what the value of the currency is. Mm-hmm. And it's just another sign that the direction that countries, not only here but around the world, are heading to. And, of course, that is getting eliminate that currency and, of course, go more to a cashless society. So,
you know, there was a point in time, we've heard of it in the past, when a particular nation's currency, the value of the currency diminished so much that the melt value of their coins was worth more than the face value.
Mm-hmm.
So people were buying the coins, getting the coins, and they're just melting them down and selling the metal as ore, essentially. Well, not ore, but in any case, as bullion or whatever. Well, we are now reaching a point where our currency is not merely less valuable than our metallic coins. The implication of the story you're just talking about is that our currency is less valuable than the paper bills. You understand?
Yes.
Now, that's really interesting to me because we're reaching a point where the money, the paper, may be worth more than the alleged face value.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $100 bill, the paper might be worth more than $100. I'm exaggerating, but you see, that's at least an implication in the story you're talking about. It goes right along with this implant story. It's these things where I think I'm too old. I think I'm too old to read that sort of news, Melody. You understand? It's like we really are getting into Buck Rogers territory right now. I expect to see the Emperor Ming at any moment. Maybe he'll be elected in 2016. We'll have the Emperor Ming from Mongo. Instead of Obama from Kenya, we'll have Ming from Mongo for the new president.
Here's another interesting, we're going to get back to gold here. One of the biggest gold nuggets found in modern times in Northern California's historic gold country is going up for sale, weighing in at more than 6 pounds. The Butte Nugget. And, you know, there's something to be said about all these gold finds in Northern California.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the coins that were found, but the... This Butte Nugget is expected to carry a price tag of $350,000. The San Francisco Chronicle reported today that the Nugget's owner, of course, doesn't want his name released or the location of the discovery. But what is known is that a gold hunter found it in July on public land in the Butte County mountains.
So, that's gold chunk, it's
actually going to be unveiled Thursday at the San Francisco Fall Antiques Show. So, for those of you in San Francisco or that area that's looking or listening to the program, you can go to the Fall Antique Show and look at the 6 pound gold nugget. Put in your bid.
I was up in Oregon for... about 18 months ago, I was there for 9 months, something like that. And while I was up there, a friend of mine went to visit his mother. She lived up there in Oregon. And it's near Idaho. It's on the east side of Oregon. And it still is gold mining country. But there was a point back at the turn of the century, meaning from 1800s to 1900, around 1900, that place was an extraordinary gold producing. And his mother had a picture that she showed me, black and white, from when she was a young lady. And she was holding a gold nugget about the size of a chicken egg. And she was telling us, and I don't know if she was telling the truth, back then you could walk around and you could find them, right? This wasn't an extraordinary anomaly. You could find them laying on the surface of the ground. Well, they're all gone now. Well, they're not necessarily all gone, but you're not going to find them easily anymore. Everybody's been going up and down the creek and picking up everything they can lift to see what's under it and so on. But it was quite extraordinary to see this young girl. She must have been, I don't know, 12, 14 years old, and it was her uncle's. And she said he had a bucket full of them out in the barn. And she had a bucket full of these gold nuggets, some of which were the size of chicken eggs. So, you can only sit back and say, ooh, you know, I mean, it gives you a sense of envy, covetousness. You say, boy, would I like to grab hold of a bucket full of gold nuggets.
Well, we just happen to have some gold coins right here at Discount Gold and Silver. Maybe they're not nuggets, but gold coins are great. We have a little package today. We have the AU $5 Liberty Gold coin dated prior to 1907, up including 1907, the AU $5 Liberty gold piece. It's almost a quarter ounce of gold. And we have a 20 tube of pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars. So these are dated prior to 1921 and including the shipping. So your total cost is $980. And it's a great price for 20 of the pre-1921. You'll get a lot of 1880s and 1890s and maybe even a few 1870s in that batch. And of course, the my favorite for a small fractional bartering type of material, an AU $5 Liberty gold coin. Give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. Voting is on everybody's mind. Elections is on everybody's mind.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, we're thinking about, we're more interested in Ebola than we are in elections. But truth of the matter is, we do have an election coming up.
They're both deadly.
And they're both dangerous. They're all hazardous to your health, that's for sure. All right, the Surgeon General, they should have a warning on your voter's registration. Careful, voting may be hazardous to your health, something along those lines. Here we have an interesting story from the Washington Times. The headline is Chicago Area Voting Machine Casts Republican Candidate's Vote for Democratic Foe. All right, this guy is a candidate, you understand? A Republican candidate for the Illinois State Legislature was shocked to learn on Monday that the vote he cast for himself at a Chicago area library was erroneously cast for his Democratic opponent. All right? And here it is, he quote, here he is talking about a man's name is Jim Moynihan. And he says, while early voting at the Schaumburg Public Library today, I tried to cast a vote for myself, and instead it cast the vote for my opponent. You could imagine my surprise, as the same thing happened with a number of races when I tried to vote for a Republican and the machine registered a vote for a Democrat. All right? He didn't happen just in his race. He tried to vote for Republicans for other offices, and they wound up registering for Democrat. Mr. Moynihan said he brought the error to the attention of a judge.
Oops.
And the judge said he determined the machine hadn't been calibrated correctly. Gee, what are the odds? Bad calibration on a voting machine in Chicago dominated by the Democrat Party. That tends to cast Republican votes as Democrat votes.
Well, I want to know is how did he get to see a judge so quickly?
I don't know. Well, probably to put a lid on it. All right?
Probably.
I mean, this is, oh, my God. Stalin say? Doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. And now we have implants counting the votes, essentially. The computers will count the votes.
I think I've heard this type of a story before where they tried to vote for one party, and it was a Republican, and it came out all Democratic, and everyone where they voted. And my big question is, you know, what are they doing voting so early? You know, it's there's thousands. I mean, they could pretty, you know, count the votes today. They'll know who will be in office.
I understand that. I mean, this early voting is to me a racket.
It is.
Have the election on the first Tuesday and just do it. All right? And this early voting, come on. Yep. There's something wrong with this where it opens the door. Nobody's really paying close attention. It's easy to scam people. There's no election judge paying attention to what's going on in the precinct, so far as I know, or if they are, it's not close attention. Whole thing is just another example of something's wrong. You know, and it's not a one-time thing. You turn around and you look, there's something wrong with the voting. And there's something wrong with the way they price gold. And there's something wrong with the markets and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And there's something wrong with the alleged inflation rate. And there's something wrong. We're not even sure that the guy in the White House is eligible to be there.
And it doesn't
and
matter.
And no one seems to care. That's the problem. I mean, you can almost point your finger at scandal after scandal after scandal, or at least what would have been a scandal 15, 20 years ago, a scandal that's big enough to dominate the headlines for months on end. And right now, they barely get a blip. All right? Barely get a remark. And I don't know what to make of it at times, but it does not bode well. Something is being lost. And everybody needs to be, you know, what do you do about it? It's easy to point out. I think everyone's aware. It's not a surprise. I mean, people may not like to talk about it, but everyone's aware of this kind of problem, I suspect. They might not think it's as serious as I do. They might think it's more serious. But they understand that there's some kind of a problem here. And part of this at least goes to the technology, I think. when we have these computerized voting machines. I don't mean that we ever had elections that weren't fixed and corrupt, and I don't mean that at all. But if anything, I think the computerized voting machines, they open the potential for corruption. I don't trust the technology, and maybe that's a mistake on my part, but I don't trust it. It just strikes me it's easily corrupted, exploited. And how do you prove who you voted for? You know, just problems, problems, problems.
So we'll
watch and see if we can find a silver lining in all of this before we're done. We'll watch for a silver lining, maybe a gold lining. In the meantime, we'll take some commercials. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alfred Addis again here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. Programs brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. Jim from West Virginia is on the phone. And it'll be interesting to see what Jim has to say. Is the society becoming more and more bizarre, Jim, or did you have some other comment, or what do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you some things about voting. You barely scratched the surface, my man, and I respect both of you. 1965, my parents told me the facts of life about false flags, corporate nature of government, monetary system, common law, maybe read a stack of history, but I didn't want to hear that trash. Come on, give me blue skies and moonlit nights. 1969, I was a photo freak. I bought my own Nikon F when I was in high school. That tells you something. And I was good with that thing. I won a few awards. I went down the newspaper, and I'd contribute pictures to them, no byline. And I was sitting there zinging off the walls because I was going to found me a scholarship to Purdue, full ride. $150 a month spending money, first 2 years, $200 after that. That was the thing, was $1,500 now. I'm zinging off the walls. I'm going to go work with you guys. I love this. I'm going to be a photojournalist. some guy, a big sports writer, took a book and slammed it down on his desk, and I jumped out of my skin. Them fellas are big, and I ain't very big at all. He said, let me show you something, son. So he dug in his filing cabinet, a drawer, desk drawer, and pulled out Polaroid photographs of the back of a mechanical voting machine. Patented in 1906, incidentally. My dad was a patent agent. We got a patent for it later. I got it around here somewhere. He said, looky here. There's a letter of explanation. These photographs how these mechanical voting machines with the curtains came behind you and the levers were designed so they report the exact opposite. Well, there's a little bit more to the story. Actually, if somebody paid real close attention, they could tell who went into vote for the voting booth, and some of them had the option to record which way they voted. Specifically, so they could tell which way somebody voted. But this option wasn't on these voting machines. Reporters went to Kanawha County to look, to take pictures, to verify. They wouldn't even let them look in the back of a voting machine. And I'm going to tell you, when I sat there, and I was stupid and young, he says, son, if you're a top flight criminal, if you're a really good criminal, who do you have to pay off? What are your business expenses? And I said, oh, the judge, the district attorney, the cops. He kept looking at me. He finally blurted it out, the newspaper. And I'm going to tell you something. That was my aha moment. I cussed my way out of that building, and I cried myself to sleep. When I came home, I got off the bus. Mom said, something's bad wrong. She said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'll tell you tomorrow. That was in 1969 May. Okay, my dad says, by God, he was the only patent agent in West Virginia for the last 20 years. His name was James Sinnett Lovell. It's a matter of public record. Worked for Curbot also. He said, I'll get a copy of the patent. I'll show them they can verify. He got a copy of the patent. I've got it around here somewhere. 10 cents back then. They didn't run the story. That's story one. Story number two and three combined in one little one. A friend of mine, young lady, went to, got enrolled in Vista. And I can't remember which African country. I don't know my geography very well. But she said, if somebody votes the wrong way in a village, after the election, they come out and slaughter the village. Yeah. They murder the guys, and they publicly rape the women and children. All right, I found that hard to believe, because this young lady, well, I don't know, she likes to tell stories, and I have the hardest time believing stuff first time. I doubt everything, pretty much. 1980s, I was listening to BBC before it became so corrupt, and there was a lady, a journalist, who had found a training tape, VHS tape, for the troops to do exactly what this young lady from Vista told me they did. And that hit maybe BBC. I was sitting there listening to my long-haul ham rig and my truck going down the road. Said, wow. Next one. It would not surprise me one dang bit to learn that there are cameras inside of the voting machines. There's a tiny little hole in the upper right, if I remember correctly, of the suitcase-sized voting, quote, machines, end quote, that I saw last time. It would not surprise me if it had a camera. Now, folks, you've heard of people who are afraid to vote. I've told you why. So voting is a perfect method by which one can identify dissidents. Now, I'm sorry if I'm just a little bit too hardcore for the audience. You think I'm crazy. Well, if you know where to look, you'll find out that I'm not crazy, that there is no integrity in the voting process. I would say in 80% of the places of the world that the UN sends in its voting overseers, they just threw the election. So I'm sorry you get so upset. I'm not upset with you guys. It's just when I see everything around me. I'm writing up, three Patriot broadcasts have asked me to write up about every talking point I can think of for the last 50 years. And I'm doing such a short attention span theater, just a few sentences on every subject. When I, every time I've tried to write one of those, I break up and go to pieces because, yeah, morally, we're down the tubes. And I don't think there's any physical solution to moral bankruptcy. But you guys are doing a real good job. You're the best show on the road as far as finances. And I can't help but commend you. But, folks, there is no solution for the economic crash. There is no way around it except for you personally to obtain things that are tangible and protect them. I'm going to tell you something. Melody, if you or Alfred ever disagreed with something or other, I'd call you up. Now, there's only one thing I can think of the last 3 months to disagree with you. And that is homeschooling. Anybody who's homeschooled will tell you you don't have to learn the stuff to teach it because the materials are so good. So, folks, get prepared. It wouldn't surprise me if 2 years from now we don't have county schools. Once again, you guys do a wonderful job. I'm sorry I'm so upset. I try to maintain my composure, but sometimes it's real rough. Catch you later.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. You know, when we were in the break, Melanie, we're talking about this. And what we see in voting booths, what we at least suspect, we have an article that we just read about a politician, a candidate. He votes for himself, and he sees one way or another the machine registers the vote for his opponent rather than for him. And he tries several more votes for Republican candidates. This is evidence of the same mentality that we see in stock markets that are essentially supported by the stimulus programs, the quantitative easing provided by the Federal Reserve. It's the same thing, ultimately, that we see in reports that the gold markets, the price of gold, is intentionally suppressed. And there's not much doubt that that's true. And the problem with this, there are people in positions of power that are not just orchestrating who wins and loses. They're orchestrating our ability to perceive the truth. They are orchestrating our ability to live in a real world. We really are getting into something that is more and more like the Matrix. I think most of the people who've seen this or listening to this program, you've seen the motion pictures dealing with the Matrix. We're getting into something that's more like that. I don't mean that we have a completely artificial reality, but where do you just get real news? Where can you just live a life that is exactly what you see is exactly what's going on? It's not an illusion. It's not fixed. You don't have the plunge protection team supposedly to protect you, but in the end to manipulate you. Voting, markets, prices, inflation, cost of living, all the rest of it. I'd like to live in a real world. And I say that but I also know that maybe the real world, maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe we really do need illusions to kind of maintain some sort of crowd control. Can we handle the truth? Do we need the truth? I don't know. It just is weird, 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 weird.
I told someone just earlier today, truth. People can't handle, not all people can handle the truth. They deny it.
I think they can.
You'd be surprised. Talking with people and, for over the years, as long as I have, and you have too. And it's very difficult for people to understand who want to understand the truth. It's not a matter that they just choose not to. It's that they can't handle the truth, so they deny the truth.
Well,
but I think you're right. I think people prefer living in this illusion because, hey.
As long as it's the happiest kingdom.
As long as it's happy.
Yeah.
And they haven't had a bad illusion for how many years?
When does that happiest kingdom of them all suddenly run out of gas? And all of a sudden, there you are in a reality that is totally bleak and you are unequipped to deal with it. Now what? You know, there's something, all right, fine, the world would be a little rougher maybe if we didn't have the lies and the illusions and the manipulation. I get that, but we'd also be a little stronger, and we'd be a little more independent. And when we hit the bumps in the road, it wouldn't necessarily be a big problem. It's, oh, look, another bump, no big deal. There's something about the manipulation and these influence are at control of markets and voting and blah, blah, blah. It spoils all of us. We become addicted to it to some degree. And I think, there are some people who don't want. And, you're saying some people don't want the truth.
No.
You know? And I'm sitting back here and saying, I'd like to do it. I think we can handle it. I'm inclined to think, I think I can.
Well, I can. Huh? I mean, I know the truth.
And I think most people, I don't think we should have to run around kissing everybody's boo-boos and trying to tell them that Santa Claus is going to bring you a pony this Christmas. Maybe it's time for all of us to kind of grow up, become adults, deal with the truth, elect candidates, if it were possible, who would tell us the truth. And if it's a little bit scary, all right, fine, we'll live through it. We'll make it. just, it is such a strange world, and it's becoming more strange with every passing day, week, month, year. It's becoming stranger and stranger, curiouser and curiouser, and you are detached from reality. And I think that's the part that bothers me about this, the manipulation. It may make for what appears to be a happier world, all right? A more, who knows, put whatever positive words on it you want. But it's based on lies. Biggest lie around. What's the biggest lie going, Melody?
There's so many of them.
There are a lot of competitors, but if I had to guess, the one biggest lie is that those green pieces of paper in your wallet and the digits in your bank account, the electronic digits, the lie is that those are money. They're not. They're debt instruments. They're not assets. They're debts. And very few people get this. They don't understand. And from my perspective, once you accept a fundamental lie, like the nature of your currency, our Constitution says we can only have gold and silver coin at the state level. Mandated to this day, never changed. And what do we have? We have electronic digits and pieces of paper, plastic. All right, we don't have a gold and silver. That, to me, is the cornerstone of the rest of the illusions and manipulation. To my mind, they all flow. You know, what a tangled web you weave when first you practice to deceive. The government tried to deceive us. These pieces of paper, they say it's money. No, it's currency. And very few people appreciate that distinction. But it's important and it's powerful. And I think it, from there, problems while we try to avoid the lie. Yeah.
Yes, we're running late. We do have a caller, Darlene from Indiana.
All right, Darlene, how are you doing?
Really good. On Jim's comments on voting, I've done a recount, so I've seen the games and the shenanigans, and you can't make heads or tails of those microvote machines or whatever ones are coming out now. But I will say this, you go in, and I don't like to vote on voting day, so I go ahead of time, and they always tell me I have to use the machine, and I tell them, no, then I won't vote. And when I do that, and this was because these girls were fairly new and they didn't know the game, they will give you an absentee ballot, which has the same numbers on, which will be counted by the machine. But I tell them when I first come in, I'm here for the illusion of voting.
Well, I bet that goes over.
Well, you know, and they get a little, you know, they don't get toughy. I mean, they get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like that. Because if more people did it, you know, it would make it more fun.
Yeah.
Got to get your fun where you can, I guess.
You have to.
The illusion of voting.
I've looked at it all sides, and I agree with everything you guys are saying. And, Jim, I love hearing what his comments are because he helps me think more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's expressing his concern and his passion. You know, what he's really talking about is, at least as it was intended to be. And there are too many people that just accept where we are today. And they don't see
a problem.
And I think
you've got to get up in the morning, look at the mirror, and go, no, 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 no.
Well, I agree. It's challenging. What are we supposed to do? Hard to say. Can't find people to lead in what may be a good direction. Hard to know what to do on your own. We're going to have to figure it out, though. Darlene, we're out of time. I want to thank you for your call.
Right,
I want to thank Jim for his call. Melody and I will be back mañana. And in the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Frank the producer, Darlene, Jim from West Virginia. We'll talk to all you folks tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me.